This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Monday, December 30th, AD 2019. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Bloodthirsty ISIS terrorists beheaded 11 male Christian hostages on Christmas Day in Nigeria, reports the BBC. The militants said in a sickening video that the mass killing was in revenge for the deaths of, quote, our leaders, including Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi, end quote. Claiming to show their captives' execution, the clip was produced by ISIS's media arm, Amaq. Baghdadi died in a U.S. raid on a compound near the village of Berisha on October 26th. We place our hope in the promise of Proverbs 21, verse 15. When justice is done, it brings joy to the righteous, but terror to evildoers. In a letter to Timothy Dalrymple, the president of Christianity Today magazine, nearly 200 evangelical faith leaders condemned both its editorial calling for the removal of President Donald Trump from office and its editor-in-chief Mark Galli for dismissing evangelicals who oppose his views on the matter as being quote-unquote far-right, reports Fox News. The faith leaders said that the editorial, quote, offensively questioned the spiritual integrity and Christian witness of tens of millions of believers who take seriously their civic and moral obligations, end quote. The letter states, quote, we are, in fact, not far-right evangelicals as characterized by the author. Rather, we are Bible-believing Christians and patriotic Americans who are simply grateful that our president has sought our advice as his administration has advanced policies that protect the unborn and promote religious freedom, end quote. The letter also assumes that Christianity Today will support a Democrat in the 2020 presidential election and issues a challenge to publicly declare which Democrat they will support. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham, the chair of the Senate Judiciary Committee, busted out an unusual idiom in an interview with Fox News' Maria Bartiromo as he demanded that Democrat House Speaker Nancy Pelosi turn President Donald Trump's articles of impeachment over to the Senate.
To my Democratic colleagues, impeachment is a dead cat. Stop playing with it. Bury it. It's going nowhere.
In an interview with the Des Moines Register editorial board on Friday, 2020 Democratic presidential candidate former Vice President Joe Biden said he will not testify at the Senate impeachment trial for President Donald Trump. Here's Des Moines Register executive editor Carol Hunter.
Do you stand by your earlier statements that you wouldn't comply if you were subpoenaed to testify in an impeachment trial before the Senate?
Correct. And the reason I wouldn't is because it's all designed to deal with Trump doing what he's done his whole life, trying to take the focus off him. The issue is not what I did. This is all about a diversion. And we play his game all the time. He's done it his whole career. I'm very proud of the job I did. I never moved off of dealing with corruption there.
Doesn't that position you as if you're defying a subpoena, putting yourself above the law?
Let's say I voluntarily just said, let me go make my case. What are you going to cover? You're going to cover for 3 weeks anything I said, and he's going to get away. You guys buy into it all the time. Not a joke. Think about it. As we say in my church, examine your conscience. Doesn't mean I shouldn't testify if you thought I should.
A United Methodist Church congregation in Texas, with approximately 2,800 members, has voted to leave the mainline denomination because of its debate over homosexuality, reports the Christian Post. Grace Fellowship United Methodist Church of Katy voted December 15th to leave the denomination due to the divisive debate on whether to amend the Book of Discipline to remove language calling homosexuality, quote, incompatible with Christian teaching, end quote. Jim Leggett, the founding pastor of Grace Fellowship, said, quote, in the last year, it has become clear to us that despite having biblical standards of morality on paper in the denomination's Book of Discipline, the leadership of the United Methodist Church is unable or unwilling to live by those standards, end quote. Jazz Lyles, a former Nike employee who was born female but identifies as transmasculine, filed a $1.1 million lawsuit against the company last week, claiming gender identity-based harassment due to the use of wrong pronouns, reports ChristianHeadlines.com. She was a computer engineer at Nike from May 2017 to September 2018 and prefers the pronouns they, them, their. She said she was often, quote-unquote, misgendered by employees. And finally, Christian Assembly Church in California has successfully purchased and cleared over $5 million in medical debt for more than 5,000 households in what one of their pastors called a Christmas gift, reports the Christian Post. Co-senior pastor Tom Hughes made this comment.
We are canceling all of the unpaid medical debt, $5.3 million, as a Christmas gift to all of the poor in all 28 neighborhoods.
The church worked with RIP Medical Debt, a nonprofit based in New York that works to buy medical debt for pennies on the dollar through the collection system and then forgives the debt. Mark 12, verses 30 and 31 says, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind and with all your strength. The second is this, love your neighbor as yourself. There is no commandment greater than these." And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes on this Monday, December 30th in the year of our Lord, 2019. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.